Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Good morning. It is 10 minutes in front of 11. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. Hammer joins us in the studio.
All right,
and you brought
gifts. Hold on. Before we get to the gifts here,
yeah.
I'll play ball. I know it's always ratings death when you talk about the bumper music, but what the hell is this?
Yeah, Kevin, tell everyone what this is.
This is my favorite band at the moment, Viagra Boys.
So, this Casey, let's talk about these shirts.
Let's talk about sports.
This song's called Sports. I thought you would like it.
Okay, so you brought in some presents.
You thought I would like this.
I thought you would love it.
Okay. You ever get a gift for someone that you really wanted, and you're like, I thought you'd love it.
If you don't want it, I'll take it.
Right. I was thinking of you.
I used to do that for my grandparents every year, where I would buy them a box of baseball cards. Well, you don't want it? There's a lot of effort that goes into that, Grandpa. I'll take it.
A box of baseball cards? You don't want these Transformers? Well, I guess I'll take them.
Barbie wanted some new clothes.
We got some new clothes in here, courtesy of our friends.
Yeah, show that up. Awesome. Show that off there, Casey.
Yeah.
What is it? What do we got?
Courtesy of the fine folks at the IMPD Mounted Patrol.
Oh, this is going to make the left really angry that we're promoting the police here on this show.
These are the heroes to get on the horses and patrol through the streets of Indianapolis.
They have the ride-along program in the cars. You think you get on a horse with someone?
Nigel and I talked about this. We want to get on one of these horses with one of the trained mounted patrol experts and do the recreation of the Three Amigos photo shoot.
How'd you get these shirts?
Nigel and I had a little breakfast with the mounted patrol folks this morning, and just an awesome group of people. Love IBC, Hammer and Nigel show. And they said, hey, we got some shirts here. Make sure you guys are taken care of.
That's awesome. Thank you.
No one hit the bingo last night on the Hammer and Nigel bingo card, I don't think.
No, they did not. I was really disappointed we didn't get the deer and Kevlar vest joke.
You were cheering for that in our group text last night.
I think this is the only speech he hasn't told that joke in. But we watched it all last night. Then I stayed up to watch the response from Sarah Sanders. And I heard you guys talking about that earlier today. Mm-hmm. I liked it. It was just too long. Sarah Sanders' part.
Yeah.
What I liked, she got out there right away, but then it went on and on, and it was already late. I watched this old man go up there and go through the motions for about an hour and a half, and then it took about 25 minutes for Sarah Sanders to get the cue, and she went on for about, felt like 15 minutes, and whew.
What'd you think about Biden right when he started looking at McCarthy saying, it's okay to smile, you can smile. We're going to work together. I won't ruin your reputation.
My response would be, it's okay not to fall up the stairs to Air Force One, but sometimes you can't always get what you want.
Hey, speaking of people we may not care for, LeBron James broke the scoring record last night.
He did, and I was already up, so I decided to turn on TNT because this was the West Coast Lakers game, and I turned it on, and he was like 10 points away. So I just wrote it out, watched him break the record. It was a fadeaway shot in the late stages of the third quarter, and he's passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for all-time points in the NBA.
Yeah, I know I'm supposed to be enamored with this or him or whatever, but I know he hates me as a conservative and liberty-loving person, so I don't care about this at all, and I'm not going to give him any accolades. Am I a bad person?
No, you're not a bad person, because if you think about some of the things LeBron has said in the past. He told basically the entire state of Ohio who voted for Trump in 2016, this is back when LeBron was on the Cavs, you wasn't educated. I think people wasn't educated was the response from the Akron high school grad.
Well, then remember he went after that guy who was an MIT grad, didn't he? Daryl Morey?
So when Daryl Morey was an executive with the Houston Rockets, and again, he's got 2 degrees, one from Northwestern, one from MIT. And
It's not Ivy Tech, and I can say because I went to Ivy Tech.
Morey was criticizing China for some of their human rights violations, and LeBron said he wasn't educated. The Akron High School product said the MIT and Northwestern guy wasn't educated.
The Hammer Nigel Show is educated, and what are we going to be educated with this afternoon?
Casey Daniels will come by.
Blows that theory apart.
Kennett will come by, and Tommy Lahren brings the heat.
Thanks, Hammer. You're listening to Kennel and Casey on 93 WIBC.